Thus it can be said of black holes that they steal energy from themselves. You know, unlike Sierra Leman being arrested and charged with stealing energy from the grid when he entered Washington, D.C. jurisdiction with his free energy device, which powered his electric car without batteries in 1921. In the case of a black hole, a dark star, it's stealing energy from its own, what do they call it? The chromosphere that puts out light, you know, that's in a state of plasma. And it's only a chromosphere. It's not the entire sun. It's just the outer surface of the sun. But be that as it may, it's radiating light, but the light turns around and comes back to itself. So effectively, the radiant power of that star, that dark star, is stealing energy from its own chromosphere, causing the light to return to itself, not because of humongous gravity per se. I mean, maybe humongous gravity is there, but that's not the reason. The reason is because of its totally, purely reactive power, and there's no radiant transmission of electromagnetic wavelengths or cosmic rays or whatever, star waves. There's none of that leaving the sun anymore. Unlike our sun, you know, it's, you know, you've got solar flares even, you know, and you've got radiation. But not in the case of a dark star, because it's totally turned around backwards towards itself, and not due to any immense gravity, whether or not it has any immense gravity, but because of the total inversion of current relative to the polarization of voltage. That's the only reason why a dark star is dark. And gravity is a side affair. It's like a parallel indication that something weird is going on. But it's not directly related to the turnaround condition. Now, maybe it is. Maybe, but then if we say that, then we have to say the same thing about free energy in a circuit, that it's causing or generating gravity waves to do the opposite of what they normally would do. I mean, it's generating gravity waves of such an immense amount that it's causing the radiation that would leave the circuit instead to turn around and come back and create a standing wave. See? So we have an integration now between physics and electrodynamics, specifically that area of electrodynamics that nobody studies, but Tesla got into and called it radiant power or radiant energy or solar primary rays, I think is what he ended up calling what comes out of the sun. Be that as it may, we call it, you know, radiant energy these days. You know, John Bedini has done that, and others like himself, Asik Kalanan. And that's literally what a dark star is dealing with. And whether we call it physics, you know, immense gravity, or whether we call it radiant energy involving a special subtext of electrodynamics that has never been studied except by a very few paucity number of individuals such as Eric Dollard, John Bedini, Nikola Tesla, Asik Kalanan, and myself exclusively under simulation, I've never actually done it. Be that as it may, it doesn't matter. It's the same phenomena. And it's no longer the specialty of quantum physicists. It was there in electrodynamics all along. And they have no business telling us what not to study. Oh, it doesn't exist. Oh, well, yeah, true. Not in the real plane number field. Oh, yeah, it's purely in the complex or imaginary, you know, field. But it's so purely in the imaginary or complex field that it becomes imaginary more than the real, and so it's not so much complex. And that creates the inversion of current relative to voltage.